CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Top New York City federal prosecutor Danielle Sassoon resigns after the Justice Department directive earlier this week to drop the criminal case against Mayor Eric Adams. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Not only did she stand down from her position, she has revealed in a letter she sent to the new Attorney General, Pam Bondi, that she believes it's improper to drop the case, that the Department of Justice was going to provide a new superseding indictment to add to the charges against Eric Adams, alleging he lied or misled the FBI.
So far, it appears the case against Mayor Adams has not been dismissed. An atmospheric river hits Southern California, bringing with it heavy rains, evacuation orders, and flash flood warnings. As CBS's Carter Evans reports from Pacific Palisades,
rain would normally be a welcome relief for fire-ravaged Southern California, but this storm could be a nightmare on top of a disaster. It's only been a month since the devastating wildfires tore through Altadena, Pacific Palisades, and Malibu. Now, with warnings of heavy rain triggering mudslides, crews have raced to put sandbags in all the fire zones.
President Trump outlined some agreements with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the latest from the White House.
The president reiterated his message about reciprocal trade tariffs, saying India's tariffs against American cars, for example, are as high as 70%. At a joint news conference, Trump also announced an agreement to increase military sales to India.
We're also paving the way to ultimately provide India with the F-35 stealth fighters.
The prime minister said he expects what he called a mutually beneficial trade agreement would come very soon, focusing on India's energy security with trade in oil and gas.
Linda McMahon was on Capitol Hill today for a confirmation hearing to lead the Department of Education. Questions were raised about the future of the department. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
She was asked several times about whether the Department of Education would be abolished. She wanted to be clear in saying that education would not be defunded, but this was about making the department more efficient.
Tomorrow is a big day in the city of brotherly love. The Super Bowl champion Eagles will be celebrated by an expected 1 million fans, including this one.
I thought when we won the NFC Championship, it was like the best night of my life. And then last Sunday was the best night of my life. And now tomorrow morning is going to be the best day of our lives.
Tomorrow's parade steps off from the sports complex in South Philly and ends with a celebration in front of the art museum. Think Rocky. December wholesale prices are up a hot 0.4%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Chocolates are a Valentine's Day favorite, but you'll pay more this year. CBS's Danya Backus explains why.
Chocolate makers everywhere are feeling the pinch. Most of the world's cocoa comes from Africa. A series of bad storms, followed by a plant disease, led to a massive drop in supplies.
We've had production declines globally for the last 3 crop years.
David Branch is a Wells Fargo analyst and says cocoa futures have quadrupled since 2022. With higher production costs, many global manufacturers are raising prices. Consumers aren't seeing a big increase for typical candy bars made with milk chocolate, but it's a different story for dark chocolate that uses more cocoa.
Igloo recalls over a million coolers after a handle hazard causes fingertip amputation injuries. The now recalled Igloo 90-quart flip and toe rolling coolers were sold at retailers including Costco, Target, and Amazon between 2019 and 2025. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and cold for tonight, a low near zero, wind chill to 15 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some snow showers developing by the afternoon, continuing all the way into Saturday. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches, winter weather advisory issued. Currently, it's 10 above.
The sun is rising. definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Oh, whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
you.
Believe me, baby, I know it, baby. You know it too.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today. And call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Her doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Tell her. to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it could grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns.
Everyone. chance to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cat. Saul, is it Denny? You know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Denny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
Saul, Denny, and Sebastian sat
at the night out.
And after every number, they passed the hat.
McQueen and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A. You know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
Most John is all, and that was the much fun.
McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break off, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful.
Shelton and Denny getting very tuneful.
McQueen and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually.